Welcome to Health Cetera Radio, brought to you by the Center for Health, Media, and Policy at Hunter College. This is pediatric nurse practitioner Christy Westfall, and today's show is swell, literally. Joining me today is nurse scientist and inflammation expert, Dr. Carrie Merkel. Dr. Merkel has a bachelor's and a master's degree in nursing. However, she also has a PhD in zoology. Along with her experiences in critical care nursing, Dr. Merkel has training in cell biology, physiology, and developmental biology. She's also a Connecticut local from Manchester. Welcome to the show, Dr. Merkel.
Nice to meet you, Christy.
So you just finished delivering the Distinguished Research Lecture at the 2016 Western Institute of Nursing Conference, Inflammation More Than Just a Response. After hearing your talk, I'm a believer. You've done amazing work in both describing inflammation and looking at how inflammation affects health. In fact, a lot of work specifically on how inflammation affects heart health. So, first of all, do you mind clarifying for us exactly what inflammation means?
Yes, inflammation is the response to injury. It's a generalized response. So that we know if we fall down and scrape our knee, it's going to hurt. The area is going to get red. It's going to swell. And it's going to be painful to the touch. And there's going to be a loss of function. This is the traditional definition of inflammation.
It sounds to me like it's something that happens when you fall and you bump yourself. Is it more of an acute type of a thing, or are there more long-term chronic implications that are associated with inflammation?
Well, what I described is, yes, the acute response to injury. And again, it's a generalized response. Same thing occurs if you have a chemical burn, a thermal burn, many different things. Now, the purpose of inflammation is to set the stage for healing. But if healing doesn't occur, it can transform into and become a chronic situation where you develop chronic inflammation.
So inflammation, both in the acute and the chronic arena. I understand your background as a nurse is involved in critical care patients. I mean, you've cared for very many different types of patients at very different stages of health. How did your work as a nurse translate into your work as a researcher in inflammation?
Most of my work stems from questions that I had as a nurse working in the CCU unit, the critical care unit, where patients go if they think they've had a heart attack or are having a heart attack. When I was a young novice nurse, when I would assess patients for inflammation, and that meant looking at their IV site. Was the site red? Was it hurting? Was swelling occurring? Or from sitting in bed so long, were they developing thrombophlebitis, where a blood clot could occur in the back of the leg? We looked for inflammation, pain, swelling, redness, heat, these sorts of things. But as my time in the critical care unit, the CCU, progressed, I learned that inflammation is also underlies the disease processes that are bringing people there, heart attacks. Inflammation is now known to be an important component of atherosclerosis. And commonly that would be known as clogging of the arteries with cholesterol. But it's really a very complex process where they know it's almost like the blood vessels getting injured. It's exposed to high pressures with your blood pressure. In some people, their cholesterol is high, and the fat within the blood vessel causes the cells to react differently. And all of these things are occurring to set up a process that blocks the arteries, causes atherosclerosis, and can lead to a heart attack or situations where patients have to have open heart surgery to bypass the blocked vessels. And I just became interested in this whole process, not just the very limited inflammation situation where I was assessing IV sites, but more broadly, what was the process that was causing heart attacks? Lifestyle factors, for example. What are lifestyle factors that can prevent inflammation, enhance exercise, good diet, even things like taking care of one's teeth? They know, for example, people with mouth disease, the atherosclerosis process can be accelerated. And
so the pediatric nurse practitioner in me wants to say, parents out there, please make sure you look into the dental health of your children early and often, because there is a possibility that there's a linkage between not having good oral health, having chronic inflammation, and that may be a contributing factor to later on chronic heart health problems, correct?
Yes, and importantly, as a pediatric nurse practitioner, make sure that parents keep their children normal weight, because they also know that there's a link between obesity, where the fat cells actually create an inflammatory environment that leads to type 2 diabetes and can promote heart disease via this atherosclerotic process. So that too is important. Their children should exercise, eat well, and they'll be doing them a great favor preventing heart disease in the future.
And even if you're not a child, all of the above still apply. So, Dr. Merkel, you've also done some research involving cancer and inflammation. Have you noticed that there might be a connection as well between the two of those?
Many people have noticed that with inflammation, if you think about it, with inflammation, you want healing to occur. So the body is making factors that grow cells to heal. They make the cells multiply, and also they contribute to a better blood supply. So these are characteristics that cancer cells also have. The cells grow too much in an uncontrolled fashion. They also know in order for those cancer cells to keep growing, they cause a better blood supply to feed the cancer. So in recent years, there's been a lot of evidence that factors that contribute to inflammation set the stage for cancers.
So it seems like inflammation, again, is not just the bump on the knee, but again, has implications both with injury in the acute phase and the chronic phase. You also mentioned in your fabulous lecture that inflammation might play a role in other chronic illnesses. What are some of those other chronic illnesses that there are some really interesting up-and-coming research going on?
Stroke is important. They know that the degree of inflammation may lead to how bad the stroke is, the deficits. Something I heard recently on the radio was a report that they've associated women under 40 with who have endometriosis is having a 200% increase in the risk of getting heart disease. And I thought, oh, my word, it must be an inflammatory link. And sure enough, with endometriosis, there is a highly inflammatory component. So it makes sense that it would increase the risk for heart disease in these women. Some other areas, they're finding links between inflammation and depression. They're finding links between,
In sum, inflammation happens, and it has effects on our health. Inflammation is more than just bumps and bruises, and the evidence is mounting. Evidence suggests that inflammation plays a role in wound healing, cancer, diabetes, heart health, endometriosis, depression, and cognitive decline. Dr. Merkel, thank you for defining inflammation and helping to explain how inflammation connects to our health. Congratulations on your fantastic career and your many amazing discoveries. I'd love to continue to follow your work and the work that just continues to go forth throughout the University of Arizona. So how can we do that? We can follow nursing.arizona.edu. Also, Dr. Merkel can be found on through her email address. And do you mind sharing that with us?
I don't mind sharing at all. It's cmerkel, M-E-R-K-L-E, at arizona.edu.
Thank you for the opportunity to show that nurses, we care, we also do science, we do both, we do them well. Much thanks to the Western Institute of Nursing and the fantastic research collaborations coming out of the University of Arizona.